Hey, Homegrown Podcast, divisional round playoffs.
The wind down.
The wind up to the wind down. The crank up.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, crank.
The wind down's a few weeks
away. Things are winding down, I guess.
Homegrown Podcast, I'm DJ Royal T.
I'm Sarosh.
And I'm J-Mart.
We are not live.
Yeah, we are back. Not live.
We're recording this. Although we did enjoy the live experience. Thanks to everyone who tuned into that. Got to see.
I'm sure we'll be back live at some point.
The home of the Homegrown Podcast. Yeah, we will be back live.
Test run.
Doing some test runs, and it went well.
And we'll figure out the Instagram live. We haven't figured that one out yet.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of man to get into the vertically.
True.
They got to figure out the side camera.
Down and distance, man.
They just got to make an app where it's all one.
Yeah.
It's all done in one.
It's true. Actually, that'd be a genius app idea.
There we go.
The one app. All right, well, we're almost at the one game, the Super Bowl. We're in the championship round. And, last weekend was crazy. Wild.
There's some really good football, man.
Three quarters crazy, one quarter, we all told you so.
Which, the Pats game?
Which one was that? All right.
Enough. That game was not crazy.
Sure, yeah.
No, that game was, all I could think of during that game was, like, the Chiefs messed up the whole playoffs.
Yeah, totally.
The Chiefs were supposed to win that game, and then we would have had a solid...
Bloodbath. Foxborough. We spilled some blood. True. Yeah. They were nothing.
So we all called that one.
Yeah.
The TB times for that game was very confusing.
I really appreciate you not sending it in our chat.
I didn't send it, but because I didn't understand it.
We don't understand any of the other ones. They never make sense.
It was like a Greek reference. I don't know.
Oh, man. Oh, because they're Titans?
Yeah. Mm. But it was really dumb.
Why am I curious about the TB times now?
It was terrible. But yeah, the rest of those games were pretty good. I don't think that the Eagles game was really a great game either. The Eagles Atlanta game was kind of boring.
It was close though. Like, it wasn't great, but like...
It was like playoff football.
Yeah.
It was outside, it was cold.
It's gritty.
It's what you kind of expected, no?
I'm more interested in what the fans are up to in Philly than what that team was up to. Somebody punched a horse.
A police horse.
Philly fan was ejected and punched a police horse.
Always classic.
They're warning Philly businesses that if they make the Super Bowl, to basically batten down the hatches.
I think this game, though, proved to us that Matt Ryan's just whatever. Like, the MVP season last year didn't prove anything. He's not...
D-Ice.
He's good.
Yeah.
He's not Matty Ice. He's not the Iceman.
He never was. Like, that nickname has bothered me forever. He's not... Like, Matty Ice, you think, like, he's a guy who's better in the clutch situations. And he's always been a guy who's been pretty good always. But, he has kind of been worse in clutch situations. Like,
Matty Snowflake.
Like,
Matty Snowflake.
Yeah. Are you worried about him coming down the field with 2 minutes left when you're down by 5 points? Not really. Apparently not.
It's like a coin flip.
No.
Yeah, when you have Julio Jones.
But Julio should have caught that ball.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Julio missed. I feel like not enough people talked about that. Like,
that was a damn, is Julio done moment. Like,
because he fell earlier in the route, and then, but he was back up, and the ball, like,
that thing went through his hands.
No ice.
Right through.
No ice.
No ice, and...
I still don't think Julio's done. I mean,
we'll see.
A top receiver, but...
Pick him up late in the draft next year.
Didn't he have two touchdowns this year?
Yeah.
He was awful.
He never has a lot of touchdowns.
He single-handedly ruined my fantasy team. I'm also blaming him for my Raiders ticket being a loss. I'm just going to blame him.
It's all lumped in.
It's all his fault.
Troy lost some money this year.
Lost all the money, but you know what? I'm going to win some money back. You just wait. It's a big game coming. That game to me was pretty boring. Nice to see Philly move on. I mean, they worked hard this season. It's unfortunate to have lost Wentz the way that they did. So, you know, it's kind of a bit rewarding for those fans to get them.
To be honest, divisional Saturday wasn't great. Like, I enjoyed the first game. The Tennessee-New England game, I only watched half of it because it was... As soon as Tennessee, I think they stopped them and got... an offside on the punt, and then New England just scored a touchdown. It was like, okay, that game is done. You can't do that stuff against New England, not when you're a 14-point underdog.
No, they fell for
it. But I think the point you're getting to, Sunday was awesome.
Sunday was awesome, yes. Sunday
was great.
Absolutely the point I was getting to. That Jacksonville-Pittsburgh game.
That game was wild.
It's dirty.
Oh, man.
It's a dirty game.
I came away from that game having a new respect for Roethlisberger. That second half was pretty masterful.
Yeah, he was pretty soft out of the gate. And
they were terrible. First half was absolutely awful.
Yeah, awful. But, hand it to Big Ben. He definitely got it going.
He was perfect in the second
half. Yeah, he was, looked unstoppable in the second half.
I mean, even that touchdown where he crossed the line of scrimmage and could have got hit and then did the backwards pass. Yeah. It was amazing.
And they cut to him on the side, and then the refs were, viewing it, and he's like, no, I know I was past line of scrimmage. It was a backwards pass. Like, that wasn't a fluke situation where it was, desperate, heatful. And, his Le'Veon touchdown, his Brown touchdown, those were, literally perfect passes or guys who were really well covered.
So pretty impressive from a guy that was counted out early in the year.
Does this game come down to the ill-fated onside kick?
No, it comes down to the first half.
First half.
Them not being able to get it going.
Honestly, I got to give a shout to Blake Bortles, too, because that game felt like Jacksonville, a team who's not supposed to be there, did everything they could, and Pittsburgh was going to have this great comeback victory. And, Roethlisberger got the ball, scored a touchdown. He thought, okay, this is the time they're going to stop him and then come back. And then Bortles marched and got a touchdown. And then that happened again, and Bortles marched and got a touchdown. He balled. We don't really give him a lot of credit.
Was it the best game of Bortles' career? Probably.
I think every game
from
now till the Super Bowl, if Bortles wins, is the best game of his career.
True. He's never really played first.
Fournette could have a great game, score three touchdowns,
Ride
the defense. He hasn't necessarily gotten them all of their wins this year.
We weren't saying that after that Buffalo win.
No.
When it was 3-2 or whatever the final score of that game was.
Yeah.
Honestly, with the stakes that they were, the opponent he was going against, how well that opponent was playing, the fact that Bortles wrote it out, I'd give him that.
Has Bortles done enough to keep his job?
I think so. Already, even.
Because there's decent free agent quarterbacks, right? I mean,
they're really as good as free agent quarterbacks.
Breeze is going to be out there. He'll probably stay in New Orleans, but he'll still be available.
Kirk Cousins
is a big one, a huge one.
And Alex Smith is a free agent, but he's going to be traded.
There's a good chance that something's going to happen with Alex Smith.
All three of Minnie's guys are free agents.
Yeah, and then Minnesota loses the gamut.
So, and it's really the best.
Teddy beat in New England. So I'm just throwing that out there. I'm just putting it out into the world.
No, Teddy B's got to start.
He's the wrong color for New England, man.
Hey, man, come on.
It's also the best QB draft in years, theoretically, so
Yeah, but there's some win-now teams out there. Loses, they're going to think to themselves, okay, we were this close. What's the one thing that's absolutely horrendous on our team? And it's going to boil down to Bortles.
I honestly, that's why I got to disagree with you, Troy. I think, even if they win a Super Bowl, Jacksonville should pick up another quarterback. Even if it's not a guy who's straight going to replace him, if it's a Teddy B, Sammy B guy who's going to compete with him for the spot, or even if it's an Alex Smith, or they're going to draft a guy who's next and give him a year to develop, if I'm Jacksonville.
You're moving on.
You don't really have holes in your roster anywhere else.
Yeah, I guess it's true. That's the best opportunity for upgrading, I guess, other than offensive line probably.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know. I feel it would be disingenuous to ditch the guy who got you there.
Did he get him there, though? That's my question.
I think the defense is getting him there.
I think he did enough to get him there.
This week,
doesn't count.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, doing enough.
I think it does.
It depends what gets you there. It's if you lose this week, if you lose in the Super Bowl and he has not even a terrible game, but just a
Dilfer
very...
Dilfer did enough.
Dilfer got replaced. Dilfer won a Super Bowl.
That's what I'm saying. He did enough.
Yeah.
I mean, should they pick up another quarterback? Sure. Chad Henne is their backup.
Who they benched Bortles for earlier this year, and he was even worse. So,
do they need another quarterback? Sure. But does Bortles lose his job as the starter? feel like that's a betrayal. Not that I'm loyal to Bortles, but
if they bring in a legitimate quarterback,
I think, and I just think leave it for it. Competition. I think they pull the trigger. I think they make it a competition.
Yeah.
Regardless of
you know
what
angry and I would be if I was a Jacksonville fan and you brought in Alex Smith and started him and we were more terrible somehow, which is a distinct possibility.
One, you wouldn't be. Number two, you'd still have Teddy, or you'd still have Bortles on the back burner. He's not a free agent.
No, he's signed, and like
he'd be sullied.
We know the Alex Smith line, which I think we've reestablished.
It's been reestablished.
And Bortles is below it.
So, I think Bortles is below it. Exactly, like, I agree with that.
I don't disagree that Bortles is a subpar quarterback. But do I think Bortles has earned himself another year starting? For sure. 100%.
Sure, I'm not saying cut him. I'm just saying if you put him in a QB competition, he's going to lose.
You're considering putting him on the bench.
Absolutely.
All right. Bench, hashtag bench Bortles.
That being said, your best game ever. Good job.
Well, we'll see what happens when he doesn't make it to the Super Bowl this year. Okay.
Yeah.
not to get into our picks.
Let me slide that in there.
New Orleans, Minnesota.
Yeah, that was an
exciting game.
That was a good game.
I mean, the second half of that game was awesome.
A fun game for someone who has no vested interest in either of those teams.
Yeah, I talked to some New Orleans fans who had very vested interest.
And
that was a rough one, yeah.
Yeah.
These games were like kind of awesomely similar. Minnesota and Jacksonville have like these great D's and got up to early leads. Pittsburgh and New Orleans have these like Hall of Fame caliber quarterbacks who are marching back, and you just assume they would do enough to take the win. And the like plucky upstart team didn't go away when everyone thought they would.
That was a very well balanced game, I thought. You know, you had the Saints not really being able to score at the start of the game, and then turning it on the second half, and then Minnesota sort of developing that problem in the second half. And then it all just coming down to that one huge play.
The missed tackle.
The missed tackle.
The missed tackle. The ghost tackle, and I don't know.
I honestly...
Does Minnesota have a nickname for their...
They call it the Minneapolis Miracle.
Oh, yeah, really? Because I feel like that name's already taken. The Miracle in Motown.
There's a Miracle in Motown. There's the Mile High Miracle. There's like
miracles anywhere with an M.
Yeah. It's like gate, how
there's
everything
gotta be
is
a
like
miracle in Madison Square Garden. There's
can you call it like the magic in Minnesota or something? I don't know.
You could. Honestly, I watched that
play. It should
play.
Be M for missed tackle is what it should be.
Yeah.
The exactly missed tackle miracle.
The missed tackle in Minnesota.
I don't know what he was doing. I think the last second changed his mind. It looked like a very awkward like trajectory. Williams is coming up, and then it seems like he kinda ducks the last minute.
Yeah.
Knocks out Crawley.
He was ducked when the ball hit Dick's hands.
Yeah, I just don't even know.
He was already ducked down. It was very awkward. I haven't really even seen many, like,
I mean,
just plays, like, regular plays really? All season where the tackler is hunched over, not doing his job.
I mean, at the end of the day, you're better off just letting him make the catch.
And tackling him out of the game's over.
Yeah. Pushing him out of bounds.
No, because you don't want to stop the clock.
Oh,
but,
whatever.
But just tackling him in bounds and ending.
Even if it goes out of bounds, which is not what you want to do, if then there's like 4 seconds left on the clock and it's a 50-yard field goal, which he just hit and he may have hit again.
Punch him in the face. But, stop the play.
Either way,
tackle in bounds and the
better,
game is over.
Yeah, like, it's a better alternative, so...
Yeah,
he just messed up. He's a rookie. I felt so bad. I watched his interview after the game, the locker room interview.
He'd been crying a little bit.
Oh yeah, he would be.
He was just like, he was shell shocked, man. He was such a kid.
Yeah, he's such a young guy.
A bulletin or a billboard in New Orleans, being like, "That's okay, Marcus.
Keep your head up." Yeah, yeah, I've seen that. They're coming out and supporting him. Yeah, it's a tough play for a young guy. You know, what are you gonna do? The whole season is done on that play.
I couldn't believe it though, man.
Buck up and come back next year stronger and make some big plays. I mean,
that's all you can do.
Like, all you can
Diggs
really do.
Was hilarious after it. Like, he posed for the next like 15 minutes.
Yeah, he would not stop posing. They actually had to remember they had to get the teams off the field.
Yeah,
because they had to kick
the
extra point. Like, yeah, they had to, it took forever too.
Yeah,
it was
pretty stupid though. They should just let it go.
Yeah, I thought they should just let it go. The game's over.
Yeah. And it's like, and it's just like rubbing it in the
And then they
the
kneeled down
face.
On it too. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
And they had to bring the Saints players back out. They were already in the locker room.
And the Saints brought out, like, it was their punter, and, like, it was a random assortment of guys who were on the... Yeah. They just had to bring out 11 guys. But I don't get it. Like, if you put 10 guys out, you don't actually get a penalty. You just get beat in an any normal play. So realistically, if you had 9 guys, it's also still fine. So you should be able to have zero guys.
Yeah. It's true. Game's still over. It's ridiculous. Why kick that point? It just seems silly.
Yeah, they kneeled down for it too, which made it even more irrelevant.
Redundant, yeah. Regardless.
Big play.
That game was good.
Big game. Entertaining. Big finish.
Sunday was fun.
The stuff of NFL lore.
Can I go back to that Pittsburgh game for 1 second?
Sure.
Because we talked about how good Roethlisberger played.
But in the second half.
In the second half. Very true. But there's, like, coaching-wise, like, there's a couple fourth down plays that were terrible. This onside kick that was...
See, I think Tomlin's notorious for that, though.
For what? Like,
terrible fourth down calls and...
Is he
kicks.
Overrated as a coach? Because, like, he's kind of regarded...
I don't think he's overrated as a coach. I think he's just a risk taker, and people just forget that it always...
That it blows up in his face?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's definitely a risk taker.
Yeah, I think that's what he said about that play. I mean...
It seems like Todd Haley is the one who got the shaft on that one.
Todd Haley and Pittsburgh and Roethlisberger hate each other, though.
It seemed that way because Roethlisberger was, like, openly questioning the play calling all season.
Yeah.
Like, I just do the plays I'm told. Like, they had a... Oh, it was in that Pats game when they did the fake spike at the end of the game and lost.
Yeah, when we intercepted the ball.
Yeah. And that's just such a terrible play. Like, that was another one of those. Oh, I just run the plays I'm told.
Yeah.
So... Haley's gone. He'll sign somewhere, I'm sure.
Oh, for sure. He's going to be the head coach of someone. The Niners.
I do like bringing the Niners up every podcast, so I'll take it. Makes no sense, but...
No.
Just keep the Niners streak alive. I'm pretty sure it's
Niners coaching
podcast.
Is intact. They've got a good young quarterback.
We should get to the championship round.
Yeah, previews.
Big Sunday.
One game I think I'm a little more interested in than the other.
You're again not giving the New England opponent much credit?
No.
No, you're not. Jax didn't make you a believer?
I think Jackson will have a good game against them, but I don't give them much of a chance.
Ramsey's guaranteed that they're going to the Super Bowl. Guaranteed.
I watched this thing.
Calling him a liar?
No,
yes. Jalen Ramsey.
I don't know.
I'm calling him a liar. yeah. I don't think this one's going to be close.
I saw some stats on the Jacksonville D. When they go up against, like, 3 receiver plus sets, they're the best D in football. But when they don't, they're, like, below average. And it's not like New England has a bunch of superstar wide receivers. They do it through Gronk and, like, their 19 running backs and...
The only two things I
have
to
think about... We'll take what
you're
planning for us to do and completely remove it from our game plan.
Yeah.
Typically.
But it's like, they'll get out-coached, and it's in New England. This game's over.
It's tough to walk into Foxborough this time of year and come
out
with
a W. Especially those, like, south outside teams, Florida teams, they don't win in Foxborough.
And I mean...
Jacksonville does play more of, like, the cold butter style, though. Like, a lot of running. If the worst the weather is...
Yes.
Yes.
On offense, yes. But on defense, I don't know.
You know, you're seeing all the stats come out.
They don't have a patio chung.
They don't have a patio chung. But I mean...
They got like 4 dudes better than patio chung. Oh, the patio.
They might. It's true. Brady's basically, like, in terms of playoff accolades, he has more wins.
Well,
more passing yards.
All this stuff is obvious.
All 3 of the quarterbacks remaining in the playoffs.
Yeah, but the other quarterbacks combined. Are like, they're all scrubs.
That's what I'm saying.
If
the you just said what I'm trying to say. They're all scrubs.
Oh.
I mean, would I prefer for Jacksonville to win this game? Yes. Only because then we would have a Super Bowl of
competitive quality?
Well, it'd be more like roulette.
Okay, yeah, all right. Crapshoot is what you're telling me.
Yes.
Okay.
I find that more interesting than watching New England continue to steamroll football. But it's I don't know. You're sounding like you're gonna build up an argument for Jacksonville here.
Oh, well, I have one thing for Jacksonville. One major thing for Jacksonville.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay. Actually, maybe two. Okay. The number one pass offense has went up against the number one pass defense, I think, four times in playoff history. And the number one pass defense has won every time. That's one thing. The second thing is the guy who beats teams in Foxborough or New England in the playoffs is Tom Coughlin running the Jags. Tommy C.
Is he back there?
Well, yeah. He's the president.
Right? Yeah, he's front office, but like he's still there overseeing everything.
I thought he was
Tommy C.
I thought he was
is
dead.
Better than Tommy B.
I was hoping he was dead.
You know Tommy well, C. trumps Tommy B.
Oh, he's provided a couple issues for us over the years.
Those are my arguments. That's all I got. For
okay. All right. There's a lot of people out there getting behind the Jaguars. I think, you know,
Coughlin looked like a crazy old man for like 15 years already. Yes.
Oh, for yes. sure.
Yeah, he's like 97. Like, yeah.
I hope it's cold as hell and he's on the sidelines and he just looks like he's been slapped in the face for a half hour. Because that's what he looks like when it's cold out.
Unfortunately. I was hoping it'd be colder because colder...
Nicer will be better for Jacksonville.
You think so? I thought colder would be better.
Are they going to wheel his posturepedic up to the sidelines?
I think we're going to sweep this one. I don't even know.
Yeah.
You're going to sweep it out, though? Even with the points you just made?
Well, we got to bring up the points just for the sake.
But the real point is New England doesn't really lose in New England in the playoffs.
Yeah, no. So.
It's tough. I don't want to be overconfident. It's easy to be
overconfident. No, I want you to be overconfident. That's when you lose.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't...
Pats are going to win by so much.
I don't think the Pats are treating this with any degree of overconfidence.
I just want it to be a competitive game.
Well, Brady's come out and said that he thinks this is their toughest game of the season. Gronk has said the same thing. I mean, they're taking this game seriously. I mean, there's some concern with Brady's hand. He didn't practice this week.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't talk about that. You know.
He jammed it.
He jammed it in practice. I don't know if they're just erring on the side of caution to keep him fresh or if there's a legitimate concern there. I haven't known many occasions where an injury to him has prevented him from performing his job.
True.
Or where Belichick gives full disclosure about anything.
Yeah. That's the other thing. Like, get the defenses down and then he comes out firing.
I'm personally hoping for a Brian Hoyer sighting.
Oh, you're hoping for a Hoyer sighting. Well,
Campbell takes him down once and then Brian Hoyer.
Dude, we put him in for a rep last game, I believe, at the end of the game.
A kneel down, maybe. Oh.
Yeah, it wasn't
I'm
much.
Just kidding.
He didn't do much, but
put him. I mean, they're up, 35?
Yeah.
14,
no, he went in because I was like, Hoyer, Hoyer, in the third quarter, and he went in. But yeah, maybe we'll see him go in when we're up 40 to 10. Who knows?
40 to 10, you think? Jackson's putting up 40 spots. Want to go overconfident? I wonder what Troy's overconfident pick would have been.
Yeah. I just really want to see Hoyer play again in a Pats uniform. It makes me proud.
Oh, you will. He'll be your starting quarterback for the Super Bowl.
Oh, man. Nightmare. Stuff of nightmares. Okay, well, are we sweeping this one? Let me get the broom out here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, let's sweep this one. All right. This game, to me, seems like it might be a little more interesting.
Oh, I don't think we'll sweep this one at all.
Yeah, there might be.
I don't know, because I'm honestly right on the fence on this one. This is a tough one for me to call.
Eagles are the number one seed. Minnesota's number one.
They're home dogs again.
They're home. It's a tough one. Philadelphia was not impressive by any means last week.
No, but that is a hostile atmosphere. That stadium, when you go into that stadium, it is hostile.
That's what I was saying last week.
Horse punching league.
Yeah. I think people underestimate.
Fans are punching horses.
You underestimate what's going on when you go in there. Like,
businesses are being boarded up before the game. Like,
and you know what? Minnesota isn't a hot weather team by any means, but they do play in a dome.
Yeah.
They don't really
temperature play in the controlled. Cold.
that often. I guess they do in Green Bay.
Well, when they play a division game, so they don't even really that much.
Not that much.
They're only really locked in for two outdoor games a year.
Yeah. So, I mean, the weather's always a factor.
I just think of how hostile Philadelphia is.
And you're worried about Case Keenum being able to handle that.
Yeah. Yeah.
For me, it's... these teams are pretty similar. They're both really well-rounded. They both have some questions at quarterback. I don't know if I have a preference between Foles or Keenum at this point, to be perfectly honest.
I know that they both have a preference not to be coached by Jeff Fisher.
Yeah, sure.
Both former Fisher quarterbacks.
Yeah. This is like... Oh, Jeff Fisher is probably going to take credit for this.
Oh, somehow.
Yeah. Oh, if they win the bowl, that's so all much. Jeff Fisher.
Well, he's got former quarterbacks all across these teams.
He's going to be in the parade for whoever wins, basically.
Regardless, I feel like Philadelphia's got this again. I mean, Minnesota just squeaked that out. Like,
I don't know. I give the Saints so much more credit
than the Falcons,
than the Eagles.
They're a tougher opponent.
The Wentzless Eagles, and I have to temper that. The Nick Foles Eagles do not impress me. Nick Foles is still a bad quarterback.
Oh yeah.
And I think to me, Case has just been better. He's just been better this year. I mean,
Rampage.
And he
I just don't think he has a better game in Philadelphia.
In that game. Did you see him running after that touchdown? He was rampaging.
He also looked more surprised than anybody, which isn't a very confidence-inducing thing. I'm honestly with J-Mart on this one. All things being equal, the teams are really similar. I'm giving it to the home team.
All right. Looks like I'm going with Mini on this one. I don't know. I just like the energy coming out of that offense right now. I think that's such a huge win. That energy just carries into the next week. I felt like the Atlanta Falcons went out with more of a whimper. And when you slay the beast, you know, you take down the Saints like you did. I feel like that just it gives you that shot. They're going to bring that into Philly.
Yeah, either way, I think it'll be low scoring. I think it'll be a defensive matchup.
I think it'll be a good one.
It won't be the most exciting football, it'll be really good old school.
I think hard-hitting football. We would all agree that this game will probably come down to who can capitalize on someone else's mistake.
Oh yeah,
for sure.
Right? Is it going to be a fumble, interception,
big,
whatever?
Big defensive plays.
Yeah, that's going to put your offense in positions to score instead of needing the offense to march down and score.
Yeah.
Right? That's the team. If you get two fumbles and you end up with great field position twice or something like that, that's what's going to sway the difference maker.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'm not putting it on the offenses to win.
No, exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
Yet I still hope for a good game offensively. I still hope to see them rack it up a little bit.
Even with the games last week for both these teams, not like they had masterful games, but it was still high-quality football. It wasn't teams just messing up all the time.
No.
It was just running up against a good defense and struggling to score because both teams were good.
Yeah.
So
even the Falcons probably looked the weakest on the day, even despite, the Titans getting steamrolled by us. That's more a reflection of the matchup.
There's only really seven teams we care about last round.
But yeah, they were still making plays out there. Still playoff football.
So a little bit of dissension here.
A little bit of dissension.
Troy is taking their road favorites.
Yeah, I don't know.
The roadies.
This is the year the Vikings sort of break the curse a little bit and make it to the big show.
Play the Super Bowl at home.
Playing the Super Bowl at home.
Which would be monstrous. I would.
That could sway the vote a little bit their way. Just no one ever has home field advantage. Full home field advantage in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and I know lots of people are saying it won't matter that much because there's so many media tickets and players tickets and that kind of thing.
I think it'll matter.
With secondary markets, the home fans are going to buy all those up anyways.
For sure.
Especially if it's against the Pats, then neutral fans are going to be rooting against the Pats anyways.
Yes.
Oh, for sure.
No one likes the Pats.
Except
no one.
There'll be a sea of purple in there. Well, I'm looking forward to the games. I'm looking forward to making it to the big show. Cheering for my Pats. I think you guys should be cheering for the Pats by default.
Not overconfident.
As our teams are eliminated, you know, we have to default to the last homegrown team remaining.
That's not the way it works.
Not at all. If I could choose, would like the Jags to win the Super Bowl personally.
All right. Well, I think all the sentiments on the Homegrown Pass podcast are known here. yeah, should be some great football. Thanks for tuning in. And yeah, we will be going live again soon, one of these days.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening on iTunes, Stitcher, and live on Facebook. We're back live.
Hit us up on the Twitters. You got any questions? You have a meme you'd like to send us? I love to get the memes.
Yeah.
Give me the memes.
The memes.
Send me the memes.
All the memes.
All right.
From all of us on the Homegrown Podcast, thank you for listening.
Peace.